Raptors lead 10-1. That was at 87 miles per hour and 339 feet. What about that? As Bobo line drives a ball and comes up into Fisher in his glove for the third out. But the Raptors, 7 runs. They have a dominant 10-1 lead. We head to the top of the seventh here on WFHR.
Wisconsin River Orthopedics of Wisconsin Rapids features the area's only open MRI unit. What does this mean to you? If you are claustrophobic or if you're big or overweight, you'll love this open MRI. If you are nervous about loud noises and other MRIs, you'll appreciate this open MRI. Plus, they feature board-certified musculoskeletal radiologists to read your images. If you need MRI, ask for open MRI at Wisconsin River Orthopedics in Wisconsin Rapids. Go to WROinstitute.com or call 424-8255. 1881, relieving pain and restoring lives.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
Raptors Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones Financial Advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Let's get back to Raptors Baseball here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Top of the seventh inning, Noah Sudica will lead off. He's 0-1. The Raptors a commanding 10-1 lead, 7 runs in the bottom of the sixth. So Malachi Vitoc will sit in on a curveball, and it goes on the inside of the zone. So Vitoc, 53 pitches. He's allowed 3 hits, a run, a walk, and 4 strikeout. The 1-0 and popped back side near the press box here, and 1-1 count. So Sudica from UC San Diego. And Vitoc will fire the 1-1 once more away right side, 1-2. So 3 runs for Wisconsin Rapids, bottom three, 7 runs in the six. And they have 6 hits as well. So runners just getting on. Finding ways to get home. The 1-2 lifted high in the air. He's hit it pretty well. This is going back before the warning track. Hugo goes bounces over to him. And getting to second is Sudica. So a leadoff double from the UC San Diego product. And he throws up the peace signs to his dugout. So Vitoc gives up a double. And top of the order with Jake Holcroft, who's 2-for-3. Vitoc will look and fire the first offering up and high. 1-0 count. One ball, no strikes. That second is Sudica. And Vitoc the delivery. And a curve ball inside. Right down the pipe. At 80 miles per hour, 1-1. One ball, one strike. Vitoc seems like it'd be his last inning. And the 1-1 on a curve. Inside of the zone, 1-2. One ball, 2 strikes. Setting and serving. A swing and a miss on the inside. So Malachi Vitoc recording his 5th strikeout of the evening. Two away for Wisconsin Rapids as Davis Hamilton, who's 0 for 3. He's got a strikeout as well. A 10-1 route for the Rafters. Runs piling in as the ball flown out in the left field side. Out of play. Allen 1. Hamilton and North Dakota State Bison at second base today. But how about this? 3-1 game. It was the only difference was Bobo home run. The Rafters had trouble getting runners home. They were getting some hits, but the hits really started to pile in the bottom of the six. You know, one count. Stepping and serving is Vitoc. Up and high, left edge, 1-1. Another fastball at 90. So Sudica at second. One ball, one strike, and one down. Top of the seventh. The step in and a curveball that skims the left edge on the 1-2 count. So Sudica with a leadoff double in a deep left center field. Looking at second, the set, the serve, the 1-2 up and high for a ball 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, and one out. Malachi Vitoc with five strikeouts. He's allowed four hits, and he's thrown a walk. 2-2. Vitoc will step and serve. And a curveball that comes right down the plate for a strike. That is the second out here on the top of the seventh. Six strikeout for Vitoc. Ryan Sprock, the DH, who's 1-for-3. So the right-hander will step in here top seven. What's funny enough is the Rafters have 10 runs in comparison to Madison's one, and a swing and a line drive that goes over the head of Broussard. Getting home from second is Sudica, and a one-run RBI single from Ryan Sprock. His second hit of the day, and Madison cuts it to 10-2. So a run in their past two innings. So Ryan Sprock once again comes up big, and this brings up Owen Jackson. One away is Wisconsin Rapids. And Malachi Vitoc will look in. He'll fire in a swing and a skied ball into shallow center. Backtracking is Rivera. Coming to it is Hugo, and Rivera makes the grab for the third out. So the Rafters give up a run, but they have a dominant 10-2 lead. We head to the bottom of the seventh here on WFHR.
If you are a firearms enthusiast, Dixon Gun Shop LLC in Nakusa is a name to know and trust. At Dixon Gun Shop, they buy, sell, and trade firearms, ensuring you'll always find the perfect piece for your collection. And here's something special. They're a proud veteran-owned business committed to serving their community with honor and integrity. Whether you're a seasoned shooter or a first-time buyer, they'll assist you every step of the way. Dixon Gun Shop LLC, 328 Market Street, Nakusa, or call 715-886-4867. That's 715-886-4867.
Are you looking for more in this world? Are you ready for something bigger? Then we are looking for you. The big-hearted, the bold, the messy and the gutsy. The teachers, the growers, the builders. The skilled, the sharers, the change makers. We need you. We are the Peace Corps. In more than 60 countries, we go all in and all out. We are volunteers, partners, communities, working together, living together, bringing our experience, passion, and joy to building a better world together. From tackling climate change in Mexico to keeping kids healthy in Kenya, from sustainable farming in the Philippines to education in Kosovo, we learn more, give more, share freely, and serve boldly. Are you ready to tackle the tough stuff? To go the distance to make a difference? Then we have a place where you belong. Join us at peacecorps.gov.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Jack Gervich will lead off for the Raptors, a commanding 10-2 lead. Gervich 0-for-1 with a run, and he struck out as well. So Ben Kastin back on the mound, and he'll serve in the first pitch, and it comes outside for a ball. Three runs for the Raptors in the third. It was a three-run shot to Bobo to right field as the 1-0 comes upstairs, 2-0. But Madison made it a 3-1 game in the top of the sixth. It was a error there from Jack Gervich at first, and a 2-0 count outside for a ball, 3-0. And then the Raptors, seven runs in the bottom of the sixth, just an onslaught of hits, an avalanche of runs. The 2-0 outside, excuse me, the 3-0 outside for a ball, for ball four. So Gervich will lead off with a walk, and Garrett Broussard, who's 0-for-3 with a strikeout. Gervich at first now, and Garrett Broussard has not made any contact with the ball today as far as making it in play. He's flown out to left. So the 0-1 down low for a ball, one ball and a strike. Gervich at first. Bottom seven. The long stare at home from Kastin. Nearing his 21st pitch, he's the third pitcher in the Mallard staff today. And the 1-1 bounced and goes away from Brown. A passed ball, and getting to second is Gervich. So Brown having a word with this pitcher in Kastin. And it looks like a pitcher is warming up for the Mallards. So Brown just having a word. Andres Kleinsack looks to be the pitcher in the bullpen for Madison. Depending on how this inning goes for Kastin, he may be pulled, he may not. Two balls, a strike. Gervich at second, the 2-1. And up above the zone for a ball, 3-1. Ben Kastin has allowed a hit, three runs, and three walks. The 3-1 popped up in the air into right as Owen Jackson reaches out and just stands there and makes an easy catch for one down. So Broussard pops out once more. His second time popping out. He popped out to short. And also popped out to first as Logan Hugo, who struck out swinging, popped out to first. And he also had a strikeout to a put out. So a tough day for him right now, 0-for-3. Gervich at second. Kastin stands off. He'll look and deliver. And lower the zone for a ball. 1-0. Light slowly starting to turn on here at Witter Field. Blue skies and a beautiful atmosphere for baseball. And once more, a ball outside, 2-0. So bottom of the seventh. As fans screaming, here we go, Raptors. And the 2-0 paints the red edge for a strike, 2-1. 2-1 count is a reliable fan base as the Kraft River fully occupied as Brown throws over to second and Hamilton late to the tag. Gervich slides headfirst into the bag, but a little shaken up. Seems like he has dirt in his hair. Yeah, his whole front side is covered in dirt. So three balls, a strike. Kasten on the verge of walking his fourth batter. Hugo with the bat on his shoulder. He'll look and see the 3-1. A swing and a weak ground ball and hits Gervich. And Fisher throws it over now. And a wild throw, but Gervich gets out. And Hugo gets to first. So runner's interference. So Gervich is out on a dead ball. So at first is Hugo. So this is two outs. Anthony Gallison will step in. So just a dead ball. He was it was a ground ball. Gervich was heading from second to third and hit him. It's not something you see too often. So two outs, Gallison. 1-for-3 with a run. He also has a 2 RBI day. And he'll see first of a ball, 1-0. Bottom seven. The 1-0 Gallison flies it out right side. 1-1. One ball, one strike. Kasten steps, looks over at first, and he'll kick and fire, and just up above, high of the zone, 2-1. Two balls, a strike, Anthony Gallison, a guy that's had a big day for him. He's also had a run as well, has a throw over from Brown on a pitch that comes on the outside, 3-1. Three-one count, two down. Kasten with the ball behind his back. He'll look in. He'll step high, fire, and a swing, and a shallow fly ball running after it and drops in between Hamilton and Tucker in right field, but the throw to Fisher, and he got him. Hugo gets out at second. Raptors, unfortunate, but they still lead 10-2. We head to the top of the eighth here on WFHR.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe. The Todd Alba Show.
These fires in Alberta, they're just this very narrow jet stream, just bringing all that kind of smoke down.
What it does is those sunsets and sunrises. Yeah. I mean, you've just got this massive deep red disc up in the sky. It's like you're in a Star Wars, you know, movie or something like that.
The Todd Alba Show.
Which makes sense when you look at the Civic Media lineup. I mean, we really look like the Cantina Bar as far as all the characters.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Emergency medical unit, respond to 102 Maple Avenue, possible stroke victim.
When stroke occurs, you have 60 minutes to win or lose the race of your life. There are new treatments, but you must get to a hospital fast. If you suddenly feel weakness on one side, have trouble speaking, walking, or seeing, it could be a stroke. Call 911. Get to a hospital. Because how you spend the next 60 minutes could determine how you spend the rest of your life. Stroke. Know the signs. Act in time. A message from the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
Top of the eighth inning, Johnny Ancervitz will step on the mound, the Notre Dame College product from Ashtabula, Ohio. He's had 11 games appeared in with 12 innings of work. He's allowed 9 hits and 4 runs, but he's acquired 14 strikeouts for a 3.0 ERA. So the Raptors hold the Mallards to only one run in the past 6th and 7th inning. So here in the 8th, they're looking to shut him out once more. They lead 10-2. So Ancervitz, the third Raptor in from the bullpen. How it started off, he went 4 innings with 2 strikeouts. Vitak, 3 innings with 6 strikeouts. So Johnny Ancervitz, the right-hander, from the Division III program, Notre Dame College in Northern Ohio. So Isaiah Jackson will lead off. Jackson, Fisher, and Brown, 5, 6, and 7 in the order. So Ancevitt stands on the first base side of the slab. He'll kick high and serve in the first offering, and it goes low for a ball 1-0. So Ancevitt's a guy who previously attended Mercyhurst University before Notre Dame College in the 1-0 low for a ball. He made 11 appearances for Notre Dame College. He went 48 innings, 46 strikeouts, and had a 7.63 ERA. He allowed 48 runs, and the 2-0 way outside for a ball, 3-0. Raptors looking to close out Madison in this inning and the next to advance and to go to 3-4, which would be two wins in a row. A 3-0 from Ancevitt down the plate for a strike, and first time he's found the zone this evening. Isaiah Jackson, who's 1-for-3 with a strikeout. Three balls a strike. Ancevitt sets and fires up above for ball four. So Jackson will take first, and a leadoff walk from the Arizona State Sun Devil. And Cal Fisher, who's 1-for-2. He's got a hit on two at-bats. He's walked as well. Isaiah Jackson at first. And Ancevitt fires, and a swing and a ball well hit into right field. Up high, but coming after it is Bobo for the first out. So Fisher hits that off the end of the bat. And Kenyon Brown, one hit on two at-bats. Ancevitt will settle in once more. Isaiah Jackson at first, two away. As a swing and a pop-up on the backside. That was hit on the inside of the bat. It's a fastball at 89. 0-1 count. No balls a strike, top of the eighth. And the checkoff over at first. Gervich has to reach out. That almost went behind him. Ancevitt's basically... every game he's appeared in, the max he's gone is two innings. So a reliever guy who appears later in the game, he's pitched an inning about nine times. One ball, one strike, one down, and a swing and a line drive that pulls away. Diving is Hugo, and it goes underneath the glove, and rounding second, heading for third is Jackson. Cleat first dive into second is Brown. So Brown to second, Jackson to third. And here come the Mallards. Two runners in scoring position with one out. They're down eight runs. But a team like this who can get hits in abundance, you can't give them any life. Jackson Tucker, the right fielder, who's 0-for-3 with an RBI, though. He's got two strikeouts. One down and Ancevitt fires. Low, Jensen has to come and grab that ball because that nearly could have got away from him. One down, runners at second and third. The 1-0 and a swing and a bouncer that goes up the middle. Coming after it is Rivera. Reaches out to his left, fields it in the glove. The throw to first is on time, but a run scores in Isaiah Jackson. And now it's 10-3. A run for the Mallards in their past three innings, 6th, 7th, and 8th. But it's two down. Kenyon Brown gets to third. And Noah Sudica, who was 1-for-2 with a run. So a great job from Rivera, able to cut off and field that ball in his glove and make the quick throw over to first. Ancevitt will set in and fire and paint the right edge for a strike. That one won. So two down, one away. The 0-1, and a swing and a ball popped up, but away on the right side, out of play, 0-2. So another opportunity for the Raptors to close Madison out in an inning, giving up a run. But the difference has been 7 runs in the 6. The 0-2 from Mantrovich, swing and a miss for strike 3. His first strikeout of the evening, and that's the third out. The Raptors give up one run, but they still lead 10-3. We head to the bottom of the 8th here on WFHR.
Air conditioner not running? Make a call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces. A proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. We'll work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, our team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. We'll get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz. Raptors Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Mom used to scream about Dad's drinking. It drove me crazy till Mom went to Al-Anon. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Alateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to alanon.org.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crew to tase at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were Crudy Takes.
Crudy's Takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
Bottom of the 8th inning, Andres Klintak will step in on the mound, making his 4th appearance for the Mallards with an 0-1 record. He has 4 innings pitched, 3 hits, a run, and a strikeout, a 1.93 ERA. He lost against Kenosha back on July the 6th. So a rising sophomore, and once more, the second Madison College guy today to appear in the bullpen for Madison. So leading off here is Jorge Degatti. So Degatti, Jensen, and Johnson are all scheduled up. 8-9-1 in the batting order. So Andres Klintak, the right-hander, wearing number 50 for Madison. Jorge Degatti is 1-for-2 with 2 runs. He also has an RBI, a walk, and a strikeout. So a big day from the Hoosier. Native of Miami. Raptors a commanding 10-3 lead. They've been out hit though 9-7. As Klintak fires up and high. 1-0. Raptors just looking to keep going with the bats and then close out Madison in the top of the ninth to send this one off. And the 1-0, a swing and a line drive that goes up the middle and a base hit. Jorge Degatti once more, his second of the game. So the DH, 2-for-3. Levi Jensen, who got on base off of a perfectly executed bunt. He bunted it into the right infield. It was an error from Owen Jackson, who couldn't field that ball. So that's where he got on base on his first time to bat. He struck out swinging at second. Time up, and then his third time up, he walked. So he sees the first pitch right down the plate. 0-1. Levi Jensen. Down on this count. Klintak, the right-hander. A quick fire up and high. 1-1. One ball, one strike. Degani with a base hit at first. A step in the fire and inside on a curve, one and two. That was a 75 mile per hour breaking ball. So Kleinsteck looking for his first strikeout. He's the fourth pitcher for Madison to appear on the mound this evening. He sets and serves the 1-2 and a swing and a ground ball over to Sudica at third, and the throw to second to Hamilton, the throw back to first to Jackson. A 5-4-3 double play for Madison, and they get it down. Two down. And Ty Johnson will step in. So that was good from Madison. That was probably their best infield play we've seen today. Ty Johnson struggled at the plate. He's 0-for-1 with a hit, but he's drawn two walks. 0-for-1 with a run, excuse me, but he's drawn two walks. He cannot be 0-for-1 with a hit. That's not what 0-for-1 is. So he's at a run. Had two straight walks. He's been disciplined at the plate. And Kleinsteck will fire the 1-0, and Johnson fouls at left side. One ball, one strike, two down. Kleinsteck will fire, and the step high and the serve. Johnson fouls it back behind home plate. 1-2 count, two down. Madison looking to retire the side. Rafters, looks like Blake Barker will be warming up on the mound. He's doing it right now. He'll pitch in the ninth. The 1-2, and down low for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. Johnson, excited about his next trip to Baylor and his next college, a heck of an athlete. And the 2-2 comes in, and he's swinging a weak ground ball over to Jackson, away from the bag, meeting him and racing in time to step on first is Kleinsteck. So we head to the top of the ninth. Rafters lead 10-3. We'll step away here on WFHR.
You have been listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Crescenda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes and get your degree right here, or transfer to your four-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person at four convenient campuses, online or a hybrid.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here for your Career Accelerator Certificate, a quick way to get ahead in your career.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Get started at mstc.edu.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Sports injuries are increasingly common for high school and college athletes, weekend warriors, and elite pros. Knees, shoulders, and elbows are complex structures. Wisconsin River Orthopedics features skilled board-certified orthopedic surgeons and sports medicine specialists willing and able to get you back in the action. They also offer in-house physical and occupational therapy, which may be all you need for the most effective solutions relieving pain and restoring lives right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Contact WROInstitute.com or call 424-18.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Top of the ninth inning, and the Rafters looking to retire the side and get their second straight victory and their third here in the second half. They would improve to 3-4 after a 1-4 start. It'd be quite the response. This team has played a lot better. 26 runs in the past two games. And they also have 26 hits in the past two games. So Barker will warm up, and he'll first off of the first pitch, and it comes in on an 0-1 strike. So Barker, he's a guy, he's appeared in 11 games with 13 innings of work. He's had 12 hits allowed and 8 runs. And the 0-1, down low for a ball. He throws a lot of fastballs. And boy, he can throw some heat. He just threw a fastball at 94. 11 strikeouts, 5.54 ERA. Out of Seton Hill. So he'll step in, serve the 1-1 low of the zone. Currently in the transfer portal, Blake Barker is at a chart in Ohio and definitely has a lot of schools coming after him, Division I schools. He is a guy which is very unique in the sense of you don't really see as a 2-1 comes in a swing and a shallow ground ball. Broussard runs after it in the shortstop position, whips it on over to first, but it's not in time. Rivera was charging it. Broussard thought he had the better angle. And, well, getting to first is Holcroft. So, Hamilton, who's 0-for-3, he'll step in now. Barker is very unique in the sense you don't see many left-hander guys throwing 93-94. And he has that in his arsenal. There was a lot of fastballs, talking to many different schools. So be interested to see where he ends up. Came from the Division III program of Seton Hill. He'll fire in and go low, 1-0. Son of Len Barker, who played in the MLB for quite some time. So baseball runs in the family. The 1-0, way down low for a ball, 2-0. Barker's faced 63 batters this season. He's had one save where he picked it up against Fond du Lac back on July the 2nd. And the third pitch paints the left edge in for strike 2-1. Wisconsin Rapids looking to seal this game out and take the first game of the series against Madison. They'll head to Warner Park tomorrow night. The 2-1 to Hamilton outside for a ball, 3-1. So three balls a strike. Madison have out-hit Wisconsin Rapids 10-8. And Barker will look in. A 3-1 and a swing and a ground ball over to Barker. Into the pitcher. Bounces it and goes behind Rivera at second. So Blake Barker had the double play, it seemed like. He catches the ball on the mound, turns around, and throws it below the glove of Rivera at second. So instead of at least one runner getting out, possibly two. Now bases with first and second. Holcroft to second, Hamilton to first. Ryan Sprock, the DH, will step in. He's 2-for-4 with an RBI. So Barker will serve in, and that's hit on the inside of the bat, fouled right side, 0-1. So an error there for the Raptors in the field. They have three of them. 0-1 count. Runners on first and second. The 0-1 up high. Sprock has to duck away. Once again, a fastball at 94. He's a big kid, Blake Barker. He's got a lot of heat in his arsenal. And he'll step in and serve the 1-1 and just clip the top edge of the zone. That looked like that was going to be a ball once more. But that's a fastball at 92. When you have a guy with his arm strength, you put him in these situations. Obviously, right now, the Raptors lead 10-3. The 1-2 out and away for a ball, 2-2. But he's definitely a guy that, if he can be more consistent with his strikes and find the zone much more, well, he's going to have a lot of success, and he's already getting a lot of attention right now in the transfer portal. So the 2-2 up and away, Jensen has to reach high. And they'll see ball three. So a full count. Madison on the cusp of seeing a ball and the bases loaded here top of the ninth. Three balls, two strikes. And Barker kicks and the payoff. Up and inside for ball four. Sprock to first. Hamilton to second and Jake Holcroft to third. So the base is juiced, and Owen Jackson, the first baseman, was 1-for-4 with a run. Wisconsin Rapids right now, yeah, you're up 7 runs, but you don't give any life to Madison. And the base is juiced for them. So here comes Barker. He'll serve in, and a swing and a bouncer over to Johnson at second. Turns over, steps on the bag at Rivera is second. The throw to first to Gervich is not in time. A run scores in Holcroft. That makes it 10-4. One down. Runners at first and third. So Johnson looking for the 4-6-3 double play. Only got to 4-6. So Isaiah Jackson, the left-hander. So lefty on lefty. Madison, what's crazy for them, they scored a run in the 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th. But they have only had one run in those innings. And two innings for the Raptors have won them this game. And in specific, basically one inning. The bottom of the 6th, they got 7 runs in that inning. And other than that inning, Madison would be winning this game. A 1-0 and a swing and a bouncer once more to Johnson, who fields it up in the glove to his left. And a step on the bag from Rivera. And another run scores in Hamilton, 10-5. Rivera steps on the bag at second. Gets a second out. So one more out, and the Raptors will get another win. Back-to-back wins for them. A 1-4 start in the Northwoods League second half. They go to 3-4 if they can hold this lead. And Barker will serve in, up and high for a ball. Madison currently in first in the Northwoods League second half at 4-1. They would drop their second loss. The 1-0 up and high on the right side on the fastball. 87, 2-0. Isaiah Jackson at first. And Barker will come set. He'll kick, look, deliver the 2-0. And a swing and a high fly ball into left center. Tracking it down as Gallison reaches out and makes the catch. That will do it. Wisconsin Rapids takes down Madison 10-5. They were out hit 10-8, but a big inning in the third and the seventh has put them in contention, back in contention here in the second half of the Northwoods League. They improved to 3-4. Madison falls to 4-2, but a big win for the Raptors. They needed so. They needed another bounce back win. They did so yesterday. This team has started to get the runs in, and that's the big thing. They were out hit, but 10 runs, 7 runs in the 6th inning. The pitching has been better, but what's been better for them and what's really propelled them is you got to look at the statistics and you have to look at the runs. 10 runs today, 16 yesterday. They have 26 runs combined in the past two games and 26 hits as well. So that right there is huge. The Raptors improved to 3-4 and 22-20 overall. So for them, they will take on the Mallards once more tomorrow night, but it's going to be at Warner Park, so they're going to visit the duck pond again. So it'll be a hostile environment and a fun environment as well, because it's hostile towards the Raptors, but you look it around, over 6,000 fans piling on the duck pond. So Raptors will be playing in front of a crowd. They swept Madison last time on June the 30th and July the 1st when they were there. They won 10-3 and 3-0. But a big win tonight and a much-needed win. So Raptors will be back on air at 6:05 tomorrow. We'll be live here on WFHR at 5:50. So for everybody at Wisconsin Rapids and Raptors, for the players, coaches, and staff, we thank everybody at the studio at WFHR. My name is Joey Fear, saying so long. We'll see you tomorrow night from Madison. Have a good night, everyone.
I don't ask for that. I have them make it their way.
Yeah.
But that citrus just really crispens the tomato juice.
Yeah.
But here's the other thing.
Yeah.
Sugar. If you have a vodka that's corn-based, it is a little sweeter, and it will make your bloody very nice.
Wow, that is a great. Thanks for sharing that. That's terrific. So about 20 seconds, we're going to go to another break here. When we come back, though, we are going to focus on Waukesha, because this week in Waukesha, let's find out some of the great bloodies here in Waukesha with Mary Jane Sanchez of Wesco Mary. Don't go away for the final segment. We will be back.
And I know that I have to go away. I know I have to go.
Great.
How did you do on the vocals there? Or did you just cut that out?
No, well, I had pulled your mic down already.
You faded it? Yeah, Calvin would do that. And he'd say, no, I didn't. You
know? Oh.
He was too polite. He was good.
I
had
the lyrics I would sing.
Sure.
Okay. Give me 2 seconds to export this, and then we're on our way to the last one.
Alrighty, alright.
Save. Okay. All right, here we go.
Here we go. Something about that recording, it's like a lot slower. Did you use the one I gave you? It was just really slow and distorted. It's more upbeat. It's called I want the one I gave. Yeah, just the beginning sounds right.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veterans guide.
Wednesday the 11th, because Wednesday we are on our way to Bettendorf, Iowa, where our daughter and her teammates from the Waukesha ESA Suffragettes will be representing in a tournament there in the Quad Cities. But, beautiful song, Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. And, again, it goes out to the great love of my life, Melissa, because I am breathless before her. And any fans of Spring City, Tom Hockle, the owner, there's an uncanny resemblance. And I told him this, so there's no – that it was an uncanny resemblance between him and Nick Cave. And I mean that as a compliment, because I think Nick Cave's really cool. Any of you Peaky Blinders fans, a lot of that music, including the kind of the title track, is a Nick Cave song. But the premiere of episode of season 3 is that song Breathless, and it's when Tom marries the girl from the girl from Northern Ireland that was an undercover cop, and they fall in love. And anyway, it's just amazing, beautiful song. Listen to it sometime in its entirety. You'll hear it towards the end of the show. But we've got to talk to Mary Jane Sanchez about what's going on with bloodies in Waukesha here. What are the ones we should look out for? And, what any great stories?
Well, first, I want to congratulate both you and Melissa. I just love Melissa. She is also such a great friend of mine. And
thank
I
you.
Admire the two of you and your bringing up of your family.
Thank
so
you.
So you have an accomplished family as well.
Thank you. That means everything. So, and yeah, you know, she's my rock. And we're going to be having dinner. The Tuesday dinner is going to be at Tofty's. We've been going there probably the last couple of years now on anniversary. And Tuesday night, we actually, our seats are at the bar. You know, they're always, you got to book weeks or days in advance to go there.
Right.
So real compliment to Christina and Chef Jason. They do a wonderful job there.
They do.
And so really, you know, it's great to live here in the Shaw and celebrate our life together, you know. And actually, it's our 13th wedding anniversary. But it is 11 years that we've been here in Waukesha, and our kids love it here, and our family, so we love our neighborhood. So
great community.
Yeah, so let's talk Bloodies in the Shaw.
Okay, well, first of all, anybody that goes to the farmer's market, it's just a very short jaunt across the street to Hannon's.
Hannon's.
Hannon's Fine Food and Cocktails. So, usually they have a board out front, and it says $4 Bloody Marys. So don't completely quote me.
Yeah.
But every time I go there, they're $4, and they're absolutely delicious.
Wow.
And Jose is the one that usually makes them for me.
Okay.
Now we're going to stretch out a little bit, and I go to the Neighbors Bar and Grill just on the very outside.
They have great service, and the menu is amazing.
Oh, they do. The menu is
fish fry, too,
amazing.
Is outstanding.
But their Bloody Marys are in a very tall, almost a horned a glass that's
right.
So very tall. And they serve celery in their Bloody in very few places.
I love. My dad always did that.
You serve it with celery anymore,
yeah.
But it cleans the palate.
That was the standard, yeah. And that's
exactly,
why you did it. Yep.
And that's why you did it. And I'd like to see more bars and restaurants bring that back.
Mm-hmm.
And celery is cheap. So
yeah.
So there's
and
that.
You like
shout
that crunch
out.
Too.
Exactly.
So
then, of course, I'd be amiss if I didn't mention the destination.
Really?
The destination is there on Main Street.
Sure.
Right
near Jimmy's Grotto, right?
Yes, over by Jimmy's Grotto.
So.
And so Destiny there, the destination, that's her place, and she's known for making amazing Bloody Marys.
Fantastic.
And
what makes them amazing?
It's the mix, but they put shrimp in there.
Oh,
they
cool.
They put cheese. They put
now, that's
the,
a good match.
Yes.
That's a good
they put
that makes sense. Not Twinkies, but.
Yeah, right. Yeah. But they also put the dilly beans in there, the
very cool.
Hot dilly beans.
Okay.
And it's just the flavor. She's just been a whiz at that for many years. But a quick note is that used to be the Hook and Shell back when my father used to go to that bar.
Wow.
And in those days, a Bloody Mary was a michelada. It was just beer with tomato juice. And it's really grown and come a long, long way since those days.
Sure, sure.
At that same location.
Yeah.
Then also Wonder Tap, just as you're coming into Waukesha.
Yeah.
I think a year or two ago, bartender said, Mary Jane, look at this. We've got Bloody Mary on the tap.
Where's Wonder Tap?
It's as you're coming into Waukesha by the quarry.
Okay.
And it's Wonderland Tap.
Oh, Wonderland Tap. Okay.
Yeah, yep.
Okay.
Sorry if I misspoke about that.
Is that where Ken Hollab's daughter's the bartender?
Yes. Darcy.
So Darcy, yep.
Yeah, and she's the one that pointed out that they had the Bloody Mary mix on the tap.
On the tap. I've seen that. And are you okay with that, or is that kind of selling out?
Well, normally I would say it's selling out, but I tasted it, and it was actually good.
Sure.
Since then, it's no longer on the tap.
Okay.
But while
it's
I
an art form, though.
It is.
People, yeah.
I completely agree. I want mine handmade.
Yeah.
It's just, to me, it's made for me.
Yeah. I mean, I may sound sacrilegious, but, like, old fashions are huge here in Wisconsin because people drink so many of them, all the bars have mixes. But as a former bartender, I loved... except when it was busy, but I loved making that old fashioned. It was an art form. There was a lot that went into it. A lot of muddling and a lot of, you know, the pack of sugar, the cherry. I mean,
right.
People loved it. You know, it was part of the entertainment.
That's it. I was just going to say,
but you don't get that in Wisconsin. Very few play, if any, because of the volume of
ones that they serve.
Old fashions that you get here. Yeah. Especially the brandy old fashions.
So people ask me all the time, why don't you do an old fashioned website? And I'm like, nobody poses with their old fashions.
Yeah.
But they sure as heck pose with their Bloody Marys.
Yeah. You know, there's something about it. You know, my mom drank old fashions, and I think it was a acceptable way for a woman to drink whiskey. I think that's why it was made. Because I've tried, and these are the whiskey old fashions. Not a fan. Like something, you know. But
I'm a bourbon. Actually, or Manhattan. So
okay.
I'll go that route.
Manhattans and old fashions. Yeah.
Yes.
So yep.
So I want to add at least two.
But you
more.
Could do a Manhattan up shaken.
Yeah.
And that's an alcohol drink.
Exactly.
Yeah, so
yep. press yep. so that you don't have yep. as much sugar.
Sure.
For some of those people, at least two more shout outs.
Yep.
That would be Magellan's. Magellan's makes a mean Bloody Mary as well. And then also, let's see, who else am I thinking about? Fuzzies has always
Fuzzies.
Done that in the.
Okay, got less than a minute.
Okay, and let's see, and I'll take it from there. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, like I said, we're just gonna have you back on the show sometime soon, Mary Jane. Maybe as we get into the cold season, when because those Bloody Marys are great on a cold or crisp fall or winter morning. So, but I thank you for joining me on this Saturday morning, even though it's dark out in our. Alternative reality. Thank you, Anastasia, for putting in this extra time. Enjoy your weekend, everybody. Please remember, safety is everyone's responsibility. And see ya!
See ya!
Steal your soul, for steal the final love is true. And I am a breathless without you.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope. To give them hope that mom is going to be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Every year across America, a staggering 4.2 million youth are homeless or trafficked. Covenant House is the national leader providing safe housing for youth 50 years strong. Help us fight youth homelessness. Go to covenanthouse.org.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
WFHR, Wisconsin Radio.